Beach Radio 1160 and 1310, along with Alive Again Alliance Church, are proud to present Alive Again. In this chaotic world, Alive Again brings you the life-transforming words of Jesus. Now, here are your hosts, Pastor Jay and Pastor Bill.
Well, good morning, Ocean and Monmouth County. I am your host, Pastor Jay, and it is great to be back with you once again this fine Saturday morning. Good morning, Ron Walulak. How are you this morning?
Just fine, Pastor Jason. Good to see you today.
Well, thank you very much. I see you got through the storms of yesterday and this week well.
Well, we had rainstorms and we had emotional storms. So
It certainly was a trying week, wasn't it?
Praise God. It's turning out beautiful.
Well, at the helm, we've got our producer, Paul. How you doing, Paul?
Doing good. Staying cool today.
Hey, thanks for all that you do. What have you done this week? What was on the list of things to do?
Well, I had a lot of work to do, trying to avoid the heat and
Stay
cool.
100 degrees on Thursday, was it? Well,
it
96
certainly was.
Felt
and
like
humid
100.
Too. That air is heavy.
Very humid. It was. I walked out of my house and I felt like I was in a shower, and I couldn't breathe. It was so like. So this morning we have some special guests in the studio with us here on Alive Again. I want to remind listeners that Alive Again's sole purpose is to bring life-transforming testimonies, ministries, outreaches, events to Ocean and Monmouth County. So much around us is dark. It is, especially this week. with what's going on in Pennsylvania, with the one gentleman who ended up murdering a number of individuals, with the young girl in Keensburg. There's just sadness all around. And so our purpose here at Alive Again is to try to bring some light to that darkness. If you want to join the radio show, you can do that by calling into 732-505-1160. Alive Again also has a website, aliveagainradio.org. And our special guests on the show this morning can not only be found at their website, but if you go to aliveagainradio.org and you click on Helping Hands at the top, you'll also see their organization there, who they are, what they're all about, and you can click on the link to their website to learn more about them. Good morning, Paul Hulse. How are you this morning?
Doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Paul Hulse is from Haven Beats the Street. What's new with you? We talked about February or March. You haven't been back since, so what's new?
We're still full throttle. We're helping the homeless out in Ocean County and Atlanta County. I've been focusing mostly on the building project right now, getting the building back up to par. We had some residents that moved out, and we got some new residents that are moving in, so that's been the main focus right now. We also have some new projects coming up in Ocean County that we're pushing that you'll hear about today. But one of our guests that's here, we're trying to get some people on board, and hopefully we'll have that continue into the beginning of October, something that we were doing with the Hospitality Center, which we talked about, and looking forward to continue that strongly for the winter months. So yeah. That's something new that we're trying to push. So
the topic that we're going to discuss this morning is, those individuals that are struggling right now financially, that are struggling to put a house over their head, just a place to lay their head. If that's you and you have questions, you have comments, you want to talk to the gentlemen that are in the room, again, you can do that by calling 732-505-1160. So, Paul, why don't you introduce to us the special guest that you brought with us this morning so we can get right into it.
Sure. The gentleman sitting next to me, his name's Scott Martin. He's a councilman from Jackson. And right next to Scott is Stan Rosenthal from the Monmouth County Clergy Association, I believe, right?
The clergy?
Oh, Freehold. Oh, sorry.
Oh, Freehold. Right.
Freehold Clergy.
Freehold Clergy Association.
Clergy Association.
Right?
And Stan and I have worked together for a number of years, and he's been very influential with the homeless in Ocean County, as well as what he does in Monmouth County.
Yep.
And Stan will be able to elaborate more on that, of course, but. Scott's helping approach us with a fundraiser, and he's helping us raise awareness and also is the chairman for our fundraising events that are upcoming. Actually, our first one will be July 22nd, which Scott will talk more about as well.
Okay. Well, welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you.
How are you guys doing this morning?
Well, the Mets won last night, so I'm in a pretty good mood.
Oh, you and me are going to get along
fine.
We got Ron's wearing the Mets jersey, and we've got Mets fans. You think we're going to win it all?
I don't know if we're going to win it all, but I'd be happy. But you know what? If everybody gets healthy, looks like we have a chance to get back in the playoffs. We'll see what happens.
Paul liked that one. Yeah. That's great. Well, Scott, I too live in Jackson. I've lived in Jackson all my life.
So am I.
Jackson Memorial graduate. The Jaguars. Go Jaguars. But, you know, one of the questions that I want to ask first is, as I drive the streets of Jackson, as I drive the streets of Ocean County, I don't see homeless. I don't see people in the woods anymore. I don't see them on the street corners. What kind of an issue is this for Ocean and Monmouth County? Help us understand, because we're hearing a lot about the drug epidemic. We're hearing a lot about opioid and heroin, but it's homeless is kind of a very distant backseat on what's going on in Ocean and Monmouth County.
Right.
So what kind of an issue is this? What are we facing?
It's a lot bigger than what you think.
Yeah.
Haven Street has been so active in helping keep people off the street.
Okay.
You have families that are thrust into emergency situations because governments just aren't equipped to act quickly. You have organizations like Haven Beat the Streets who are able to step in, help out with a night to stay at a hotel, help out with a security deposit to get the family into a new housing.
Yep.
There's so many different ways that Haven helps out with, not just that, also utilities getting cut off. You know, so there's it's a lot because you're not seeing them in the tent cities.
Yep.
and everything, it doesn't mean it's not going on. And it's, you know, you're just talking about families, children that are thrust into these emergency situations. And I guess that governmental agencies are great hearts. Ocean County has a great program to help out. But they just can't act quickly enough, and that's where organizations like Haven Beat the Streets are able to help out in a very quick situation because they have supporters behind the scenes who are able to help those families out
right. And
make sure, and put it, even if it's just a night or two in a hotel before they can get themselves into a permanent situation.
Okay. So yeah. if I have, I guess what I'm hearing is if I have a job situation, I lose my job, and all of a sudden I become financially unstable. To where I can't pay my bills, my electric is getting shut off, my gas is getting shut off, the bank is knocking at the door. I call an organization like Haven Beats the Street.
Yeah, I mean, we like it. I mean, the Ocean County has great services. That really wants to be your first stop.
Okay.
But they have a list of organizations like Haven Beat the Street that will help. That they'll also help them as well.
Okay.
And you know, I have friends and family. I've had a few friends that went through some tough situations.
Sure.
And they told me about Haven, and I learned more about them. Paul and I got together. Paul and I got together and talked about it. I learned more about their organization and asked them a little more about their funding and how they, you know, how they're able to help people. And they kind of looked at, well, we have some people who help out with specific situations. And there really wasn't a whole lot of organizing going on with fundraising. And I said, well, hey, that's what I do. And that's what I would like to help you with. And that's what I said, why don't we? And we started brainstorming some ideas. And it just happened to be that weekend, my daughter was attending a breakfast over at Applebee's for her organization.
Down here in Tom's River.
Actually, this one was in Howell.
Oh, the Howell one.
That she'd gone to. And I checked the website, and then they do them all over the place. And I said, you know, here's a great thing. Very low cost to the organization. Applebee's opens their doors from 8 to 10 a.m. And they supply the food. We do all the work. And we bring the people in. And, you know, it's a great way to make some quick funds. So Haven Beat the Street can help continue their mission of helping people who find themselves in difficult situations and get them through those tough times. Because, I mean, let's face it, who among us has not found themselves in a difficult situation or a tough time through no fault of their own?
That's right. Well, I'll tell you, I'm going through a situation where I had a job transition. And because of that transition, I have to reorganize my finances. And things are very tight. And now one of the things I know that's going on within me, and Paul, I'd like you to kind of talk about this, because maybe there's listeners out there that are in this situation. But like me, I become a very prideful person. This shames me when I'm having difficulty with my finances. I feel like I'm not providing for my family, my kids. You know, I even go biblically. You know, this is a faith-based show. And so I look at, you know, what the Bible says in Timothy First Timothy, when it addresses the elders and being able to take care of your own household before you can take care of God's flock. And so all of this starts to weigh on me to the point where I don't want to come to an organization like Haven Beach the Street, or I don't want to reach out. I want to try to figure it out on my own. And then before I know it, I'm even deeper in financial struggle.
Exactly. Right.
So how do we help those that are listening put away the pride? Help them understand that these hard times come no matter who you are, no matter where you are in life. How do we help them understand that and get them out?
It's really comes down to the person in itself. I mean, you really can't force anybody to reach out, but everybody reaches their breaking point where they say, you know, I really need help, you know. And unfortunately, most of the time it's when they're already too far to where it's hard to pick them back up, and now you have to try to pick up the pieces and help them, you know, readjust. So sometimes those cases take longer. If you know the dam is starting to break, it's always best to start reaching out before it's too late. Yeah. You know, and that's really what happens is you know, something tragic happens in your life. You lose your job. You know, anything can happen. You know, even in my own life, you know, my wife lost her job, you know, so you know, things change rapidly, just as you said, you know, finances change and so forth. So, you know, we all run into these situations where life just happens, you know. It's like, how do you handle it? And there's organizations like us out there that'll step in and guide you and say, you need to do this, or we'll help you get to that, you know, and that's really what it is. Sometimes it's just calling and just having that reassurance that, am I making the right decision? Am I doing the right things? Then picking up the phone and talking to us, sometimes that just helps in general.
So our guests on the radio show this morning are Paul Hulse from Haven Beach the Street, Scott Martin, councilman of Jackson Township, and Stan Rosenthal, Freehold Clergy Association. As you're listening to the show, and if you want to get in touch with Paul Hulse or learn more about what's going on with Haven Beach the Street, you can do that by going to their website, www.havenstreets.org. Or you can reach out to him and give him a call at 609-513-9327. You're doing a lot of great things, and so I want to get into a little bit about, you mentioned you called in, I think, a couple weeks ago, and
right.
You shared with us that there is a pancake breakfast going on at Applebee's. What is it all about?
Basically, Scott had approached us, you know, about the event, and We put it together rather quickly. It'll be July 22nd from 8 to 10. People that would like to volunteer or just come and have breakfast, it's $15 a person. And basically you'll get to meet me and also some people that we've helped along the way have already stepped in and said they'd like to volunteer. And I think it's a great way to not only raise awareness but also to help our cause. You know, we're so busy with life in the summertime with our families, kids going out to breakfast with, you know, to IHOP and so forth. But here's an opportunity to take some of that money and actually see it go to something good.
Yeah.
And that's something I think that's important, especially in the summertime, is that we can't forget that we still have an opportunity in need, especially even in the summer months.
Okay, great. So it's July 22nd from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. The cost is $15 a person.
Right.
And this is at the Applebee's in Toms River?
Correct.
Right on Hooper Avenue and Bay Ave?
Right in the Ocean County Mall.
Right in the Ocean County Mall.
And we're also going to be collecting sponsorships. We're going to have a sponsor board. So for business owners who want to support Haven Street's cause and helping families who are in trouble.
Uh-huh.
We're doing gold sponsors are $100, silvers are $75, and bronze are $50. They get tickets along with those sponsorships, but we're collecting business sponsorships as well. So they go right into Haven Street, so they can keep doing the work that they're doing.
And so, if a company or somebody wants to do one of these sponsorships, how would they get in touch?
Just reach out to me, give me a call, send me an email, and we set it up that way.
And do you want to give your number on?
Absolutely, 732-267-0455, or my email address is scottmartin567@gmail.com. If you're interested in purchasing tickets, give me a shout. Or send me an email. But if you're a business owner or an individual who can't make the event but would like to be a sponsor for the event, give me a call.
Give Scott a call at 732-267-0455, or you can email him at Scott, S-C-O-T-T, Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N, 567@gmail.com. Paul, have you done any of these in the past?
This is the first one.
No,
actually, this is our first one that we've actually ever done. So we're really excited about it. Bill and I are... super excited because it's the first time for us to actually get the community more involved. You know, we've always been trying to figure it out because we're designed satellites, so we're always mobile. You know, our organization is a very mobile organization. You don't have to call us and go to a facility. You know, we'll come to you, which is really different about our organization compared to others. So the people that we do put up in hotels and motel stay, they don't just get put up in the motel hotel stay. They get actually met by us and followed up by us. So we try to see where they're at and then go from that point and work with the individual until, you know, the end of that road is. Sometimes the end of that road is that night, but, you know, or, you know, you just never know. But that's the way that we operate. So it's more hands-on versus just putting people up in motels. There's case management behind it, which is really important, I feel. So.
And now, so your organization right now is it's mainly focused in Atlantic County, and you're working your way into Ocean County. Is that right, or are you more of a presence here now?
We always had a presence in Ocean County because we originally started in Ocean County.
In Southern Ocean, right?
We were in Lakewood, Tent City.
Oh, you're in Lakewood.
Yeah, Lakewood, Tent City is where we evolved out of.
Okay.
Because we started with the people that were being put up for 12 months of housing.
Yep.
And that's how Stan and I met, was when Tent City was closing. Stan and I met through, what was that organization's name? Occupy Sandy, New Jersey or something?
Right.
Yeah, a group called Occupy something from the Sandy thing.
Sandy Recovery.
Yeah, Recovery. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's how me and Stan met. And we evolved from there, Stan and I. So, that's pretty much it.
And how's Bill doing? How's Bill doing these days?
Bill's doing rather well. He's doing really great. He's supposed to call in today. I hope he does.
All right, Bill, get up out of bed. Let's go. Call in. Dial 732-505-1160.
Cup of coffee, Bill.
Yeah,
he's on the beaches down in Florida. I hear he's doing. Is he vacationing or is it business?
He's with his family. He's getting a chance to enjoy some family time, you know, which is good. So
that's great.
But
don't call us if you're with your family, Bill. That's more important, right? Family's more important. So Stan, I want to kind of shift over to you. You've been the silent person in the room, other than Ron. But Ron, you know, he says one or two words, but they're profound.
Professional silence.
They are profound words of wisdom when he speaks out. So you're from the Freehold Clergy Association.
Right.
And so what is your experience with the homeless situation going on in Ocean and Monmouth County, and how are you teaming up with Haven Beach the Street?
Well, we're basically in Monmouth County. The Freehold Clergy Association is an association of about 20 different houses of worship. churches, synagogues, there's a mosque that belongs to the Freehold Clergy Association. So we saw a need about 13 years ago. So we started a program to house homeless men overnight.
Mm-hmm.
in the winter months from December 1st through March 31st. Now, in light of what you said before, unfortunately, we do not have a lack of homeless people in Monmouth County.
Uh-huh.
We established something called the bed night. We keep a cumulative total of people who were men who were staying over, and we refer to them as guests. So last year's program, December 1st through March 31st, we had 1,250 bed nights.
Wow.
That's just a cumulative total.
Wow.
The Jersey Shore Rescue Mission, which is in Asbury Park, served a little over 500 different men over the course of last year.
Wow.
Non-duplicated is what the term is. So unfortunately, you may not see them,
right. But
they are there. So our program, and what Paul and I have been talking about, is to see if we can replicate that program here in Ocean County.
Okay.
We're not a shelter. We never use the word shelter. We basically operate under something called a hospitality room.
Okay.
And according to the New Jersey Administrative Code, houses of worship, by virtue of what they do, they are allowed to have a certain number of people stay over on a nightly basis for a certain number of days consecutively, and then for a certain number of total days. So what we do, and it's partially because these houses of worship are so busy having activities on a nightly basis, that we rotate on a nightly basis.
Okay.
So during the week, we stay at seven different houses of worship. So we do intake at St. Peter's Episcopal Church, which is right across from the bus station on Throckmorton Street. we basically, fill out a form with all the information. We test for alcohol. We go through belongings. And we also want to make sure that the people are appropriate for our program because it's all volunteers.
Okay.
We don't have any doctors or nurses, et cetera. So we need to make sure that – because we've promised these houses of worship that their building will be safe.
Right.
And the volunteers will be safe and the guests will be safe.
Now, when a church is interested in doing this,
right?
You know, like I'm thinking of my church, Alive Again Alliance Church here in Toms River, located at 1060 Church Road in Toms River. Mm-hmm. If we don't have the volunteers to man the building,
right?
Will this association or an association like this in Ocean County help with volunteers to do that?
It's possible. I don't think we can because our volunteers are working, you know, volunteering at our house of worship. But the beauty of this program is that, so let's say one church has a facility, okay, but they don't have the manpower or women power, to do this because our program insists that there be two people at night to stay over. Mm-hmm. Now, some have gotten, you know, pretty good at this, and others, what they've done is they've actually done it in shifts.
Right.
They will have two people from 6 to midnight and some people from midnight to 6, especially if somebody is retired and doesn't have to get up early in the morning.
There you go, Ron. It's midnight to 6. You're up.
Well, it's kind of like airplane sleep. You know, you can get some sleep. You know, you hear somebody moving around and you go back to sleep. And again, the beauty of the program, it's not capital intensive.
Right.
It's more volunteer intensive.
Right.
When we first started, we slept on inflatable air mattresses.
Okay.
The last time I checked, they were $11.47 at Walmart.
Okay.
And all you need is a pump.
Wow.
Pump's $20.
And does the building need to be outfitted with, bathrooms or showers?
Bathrooms. Well, but the churches probably have bathrooms anyway.
Yeah. Right.
We do have one church that did put in a shower. They went to the town they were in, but the bureaucracy was incredible. Mm-hmm. So they said, forget it, we're not going to do that. And they found some members of the congregation who not put in a shower, but put in a washer and dryer. Mm-hmm. So the nights stay over, they can wash and dry their clothing. And it's not a spa. You know, you get 5 minutes. We don't want to run out of hot water.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody can't take a shower. And the whole congregation gets involved because there are groups that will cook.
Mm-hmm.
There are people who will serve. There are people who will stay over. There are people who will do collections, youth groups, et cetera, of hats and gloves and scarves and coats and toothpaste and toiletries, everything you can think of. So, you know, you kind of get the whole congregation involved in the program. And it's basically, if you can get 7 houses of worship together, you're talking about one night for 16 weeks, so you're not making a large commitment. And again, the only thing you have to pay for are the mattresses.
And
pillows are $2.50.
Sure. So, Paul, are there any hospitalities like – I mean, I know Alive Again Alliance and First Assemblies of God are doing hospitality, but not to the extent that Stan is talking about. We're having them come in, right?
Not yet. I mean you know, the discussion's on the table, and I think it's something that I'm glad that Stan has been so vocal and pushing it through different associations and so forth through the county. And he's been talking about it. He's been vocal about it. And I think it's something that we could implement rather quickly and do something, you know, rather fast. You know, we have some volunteers already in place to help do this. So that's something I'm excited about. And the churches that I do work with right now have the interest of it because they already opened the door to say, you know, we want to be part of what you guys are doing. So I think the next step is just learning what he's talking about and then just implementing it and seeing how it evolves. And I think we can do it rather quickly. I think it's just a matter of dotting the I's and crossing the T's and, you know, just really getting on board and saying, you know, I want to be part of the Great Commission. And, you know, it's there.
It's there. Now, is there any place, if there are clergy or pastors or deacons or volunteers listening, that they can go to get more information about what it is or how they can become a hospitality center like you're talking about, Stan?
Well, they certainly can call me.
Okay.
My number is 908-902-0769.
Okay.
And my email address is srosenthal.
srosenthal1943@comcast.net.
And just so you know, Stan has Haven's full support in Ocean County to do this. So if Stan is going to evolve and he has a place to do it,
yeah,
Haven will volunteer, either myself or some of our volunteers will be part of what he's doing.
Well, okay.
Because, you know, I feel it's an important thing that we need to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we all should be a part of it because it's something that I've had a vision since, you know, I came back from Florida to start some kind of shelter system. After seeing the people in Lakewood, Tent City, I knew there had to be something put in place.
Okay. Now, go ahead, Stan.
Yeah, I just wanted to add one thing. In addition, what we started a couple of years ago is an advocacy program. So while the men are with us, mm-hmm. we have a full-time social worker who volunteers her time to basically work with the men to find out why they're homeless. It could be lack of identification. If you've been homeless for a long time, the chances are you've lost your papers, your IDs. No one will talk to you unless you have a photo ID. So we start with basics, and 2 years ago, for example, we had 25 different men come through the program. Some stayed short time, some stayed longer. So out of those men, 9 men got permanent housing, 8 men got jobs, and 2 men, who were seniors but had lost all of their paperwork, could never apply for Social Security.
Wow.
So in addition, because we know where the men are going to be on a nightly basis, we can make appointments for them.
Yeah.
We can take them to social services.
That's great.
We can find out. Some of them have also joined intensive outpatient programs dealing with alcohol or drug abuse, et cetera. So it's not only the housing part,
yeah,
you know, which was the key when we started, but this advocacy part has become a big part of what we do also.
Wow.
Restoration.
Yes.
And you don't have, one thing I like about it, it's we don't have to reinvent the wheel. It's already been being done. So it's just basically implementing the program into the system here. And that's what the goal is, you know, and that's why I'm glad Stan is so vocal about it because it's very important.
Yeah, it certainly is important. And I'm glad you brought up the advocacy part of it because when we came back for break, I was going to touch on that. I was going to ask if there was any help that they get because I know Haven Beach the Street, when we do the hospitality centers during the different months, they help, like you were saying, they bring people in, social services, to see what needs that they have, if they need medical needs or just to help them get out of the rut that they find themselves in. So we're going to get into it on the second half of the program. We're going to hear a lot more about what you guys are doing, what's coming up, both for Haven Beach the Street and for the Freehold Clergy Association. And so right now we're going to break for news and weather. If you want to join the show, you can do so by calling in 732-505-1160.
Alive Again, we'll be right back on Beach Radio 1160 and 1310. We now return to Alive Again on Beach Radio 1160 and 1310.
Well, welcome back to the show. Thank you for listening in. Again, this is Alive Again. I'm your host, Pastor Jay, and the purpose of the Alive Again radio show is to bring life-transforming testimonies, ministries, outreaches to the dark world around us to shed some hope out there. There is help. There is hope. And that's what this show is all about. And this morning we have a number of individuals in the studio talking about the homeless situation going on in Ocean and in Monmouth County. We have Paul Holst from Haven Beach the Street. We have Scott Rosenthal from the Freehold Clergy Association. And we have Scott Martin from Council. He's a councilman from Jackson Township. Thank you, gentlemen, so much for being in. You've given us a lot of information in a short period of time, so I just want to get a swooping approval that I can put all of this information on the AliveAgainRadio.org website. Not only do we have I'll be able to put pages up there for each of these events, but I also have a a calendar of what's going on in Ocean and Monmouth County that people can see, and they can join in on these number of events. So is that okay that I post this information on the website?
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Yeah.
So what we're doing is we're trying to – this AliveAgainRadio.org website is we're trying to be a one-stop spot. So you'll see Haven Beats the Street is listed on there. Hope Sheds Light is on there. Project Lazarus, Lifeline Recovery Group, the what's the other one? The food, the Ocean County Hunger Relief is on this website. So it's a one-stop spot for people to go to when they need help and assistance. So when we're done, I'll make sure I grab all of your information so we can put it on the website by the end of today. Yeah, Ron.
Thankfully, that's a growing
list. I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Thankfully, that's a growing list.
Yeah, it really is. It's a growing list, and it's a huge resource for help in these times of need. So if you're out there and you don't want to call the show for whatever reason, you can definitely go to the website, which is AliveAgainRadio.org. There is no connection to any of these organizations. All we're doing is getting their name out there, getting their information out there, so that you can have these resources to help you. The Alive Again Radio Show is sponsored by Painting by Kevin. For all your interior and exterior painting needs, give Painting by Kevin a call today for your free estimate or quote. The number to dial for Painting by Kevin is 908-433-4465. Again, the number is 908-433-4465. Give Painting by Kevin a call today. Alive Again is also sponsored by Alive Again Alliance Church. We meet every Sunday at 10 a.m. On Church Road in Toms River. The address is 1060 Church Road. We also meet on Thursdays starting at 7 p.m. Come on out and see what's going on at Alive Again Alliance Church. So, Stan, I want to kind of go back to you and talk more about the advocacy. And how do you get social services into your church, into your building to help the individuals? Are they responsive? Do they want to come down? Or are they just so jam-packed with work that it's hard to get somebody down to the church?
No, excuse me. Actually, we have a great relationship with Monmouth County Social Services. They're great people there. They're trying to help. I actually sit on an executive board where we're in the process. We've been working for a year to streamline and change the whole social service system because it's pretty complicated to get, you know, through the system, which is, again, one of the reasons that we have an advocate. Mm-hmm. So they may come down. They have come down and spoken. But basically what we do is we go there. But what we've developed is there is a phone number that we can call. And if the person is willing to give us their name, their date of birth, and their social security number, mm-hmm. we can find out almost immediately whether or not they're eligible for anything. And if they are, what kind of documents they need to bring with them.
Okay.
So this is a win-win-win because years ago when we first started, we'd go down to social services and you could literally sit there for 2 or 3 hours,
sure.
you know, before somebody comes down to help.
Yeah.
Because they are busy. So they love this program because they know we're bringing down someone who is qualified for something.
Right.
They know we'll also make sure that they have the documentation that they need.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't waste their time and we don't waste our own time.
Yeah.
So that's basically how we work. And the advocate will also be calling other places depending on, you know, what the situation is, whether somebody needs medical attention, somebody needs identification. Again, you can't get anything done without having appropriate identification. So, yeah, they love our program because and they also refer people to our program.
They do.
So if they have someone who's homeless and shows up at social services, they call us. And if we have an opening,
right,
you know, because we're limited in number to how many people we can serve on a given night.
Okay.
We tell them where they are, uh-huh. you know, and they will, you know, help get them in there, or we will sometimes pick them up. So we work very closely with Monmouth County Social Services.
Well, and I'm glad that you talked about the frustrations because I know that when you're in these situations, your emotions are already, you know, they're already working in the negative effect for you. I know when I went down to the unemployment office, I was down there just to ask simple questions, and you know, like you said, it's not because they don't want to help you. It's because that they're busy. They, you know, they've got a lot of things going on. And I, you know, I had to sit there, like you said, for 2 hours only to not get an answer. And that's frustrating in itself. So when these emotions are high already, then when you have this long element of time to not get a solution is very frustrating. So I'm glad that they're working alongside of you to see that the needs are getting met. Scott, before the show, we were talking about a number of events, and I just want you to mention again the Applebee's event. What's going on at Applebee's for those listeners that didn't tune in earlier?
Yeah, and I think it's really important to talk about, you know, how people go down to the government agencies. They want to get help, and they get frustrated. So they wind up going to organizations like Haven Beat the Streets. But the only way Haven Beat the Streets can keep doing the work they keep doing is through fundraising.
Right.
So people, and you know, it's a great cause. Next Saturday, July 22nd, over at the Applebee's in the Ocean County Mall from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m., tickets are $15. Come on down. The proceeds go to benefit Haven Beat the Streets and their cause. If you're unable to attend but still want to support the event, there are sponsors. You can make sponsorships available for businesses. We're going to have a sponsor board for the business owners who support the event. But also coming up in August 18th.
August 18th. Friday.
It's a Friday night at the Lakewood Blue Claws. We're having a picnic, a barbecue picnic. There's Southern-style barbecue picnic. Plenty of food. Great night out at the ballpark. Fireworks night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a great night.
It's a great
so
night.
We have the picnic area reserved on August 18th at the Lakewood Blue Claws. So if you can't make it down for breakfast next week, you want to come out to the Blue Claws event on the 18th, give me a call for that as well.
Okay.
I'll be chairing that event as well. And you're going to start seeing these events pop up more and more, because the only way these organizations keep doing the work that they're doing is if there's funds there to do it.
Yeah.
If there's no funds there to do it, we can't keep helping. And the more we're able to raise, the more awareness we're able to bring to the organization, the more people we're able to help.
More people.
This is not about a handout. It's about a hand up to help people through a difficult situation. We've all in our lives found ourselves in difficult situations. And the frustrations that grow inside that, you know, no one wants to be in these situations.
That's right.
You know, and the great work that Haven does, you know, we're going to do a lot of fundraising over the course of this next year and continue to do so they can keep doing the work that they're doing.
That's excellent. So if you want to get involved, head on down to Applebee's in Toms River. That's at the intersection of Hooper Avenue and Bay Avenue. And it's in the Ocean County Mall parking lot. Next Saturday, July 22nd, from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m., the charge at the door is $15 a person. But again, if you can't make it, there is a way to sponsor the event. You can give Scott Martin, who's a councilman in Jackson Township, a call. The number to dial is 732-267-0455. Again, the number is 732-267-0455. Or you can send him an email, scottmartin567@gmail.com. The other event that you're going to want to check out is the Lakewood Blue Claws event, August 18th. Now, that game starts at 7:05, so
you arrive early, the food comes out, so come on around 6:30.
Okay.
But again, that's something that has to be pre-bought. Unlike the Applebee's fundraiser where you can show up that day and buy your tickets at the door, Blue Claws, you have to buy your tickets in advance. You have to go through me to do that.
Okay.
So give me a call or shoot me an email, and we'll make arrangements to get you your tickets.
Okay.
But that's something you have to be pre-registered for. Unlike the Applebee's, where you can just show up, come on out, bring your family out, great breakfast. They do a great job.
Enjoy the great pancakes at Applebee's.
Absolutely,
next weekend.
Yes.
Yeah. And again, you can get all this information also by going to aliveagainradio.org. We'll have it there. We'll have a link there for Scott Martin's email address. We'll post his phone number on there. So that you can give him a call. You're going to want to attend the August 18th event at the Blue Claws, but you have to pre-register for that event.
And one thing, too, that Ron had pointed out is, you know, we are a nonprofit organization, so if people do pay that way through check or so forth, if they would like, they can also get a tax receipt for that.
Okay.
That's something as well.
Now,
we're
would they make the check? They would make the check out to Haven Beat the Street. And if you want more information about Haven Beat the Street, you can check out their website as well, or you can go to aliveagainradio.org. Their website is www.havenstreets.org.
Right. And like us on the Facebook page. So you go to your Facebook page
okay.
and like Haven Beat the Streets so you can follow. We're going to post events there. It's a great way to follow what's going on with Haven Beat the Streets.
Yeah.
Paul posts stories all the time.
You just and busted also, the headset, Paul.
Also, we're going to post our events there as well. So,
oh, so you're going to post the events on
the events are actually
Facebook
already
site.
Up. They're, okay. already, they're actually already up, so like us so you can follow everything that's going on.
You know, Paul, I don't even think I'm a member of the Haven. I didn't know you had a Haven Streets Facebook.
Yeah, you got to get on board, bro.
I'm on Paul Hulse's Facebook, but I didn't know. I'm going to have to go there and check it out. It's Haven. Now, I know some people might have trouble with this, so is it Haven / Beats the Street, or is it just Haven Beats the Street?
I mean, I think on Facebook, if the people just type in Haven Beat the Street, it'll come up.
It'll come up? Okay.
Yeah. It should come up. I mean, if you want to try now.
I'm going to try it now. Ron, did you have something you wanted to add? You were chomping at the bit for the mic.
Yeah, go ahead here.
These are the words of wisdom by Ron, so everybody tune in.
I think this is an excellent program today because we're making people aware of couple of organizations that are stepping up to help people. And everybody has problems. Nobody gets through life without some pain, some suffering, and some sorrow. And it's a great thing that these individuals are there to help people. The other side of that is God doesn't guarantee happiness. He doesn't guarantee a pain-free life, but he does offer hope, and that hope is in the form of Jesus.
Yeah, amen to that. That's certainly right, Ron. Thank you for sharing that. And the scriptures tell us that they'll always be with us, right? The widows and the orphans will always be with us. Those less fortunate, the homeless. Will always be with us. And so what is our responsibility toward them? And so also, Paul, I want to understand, or I want to help our listeners understand, if they can't help financially, what can they do to get involved?
Well, right now, I mean, you can volunteer at the event. You can volunteer this next weekend, July 22nd. You can call Scott and say, you know, I can't financially support, but I can be a helping hand, and sometimes that's even the best support you could be, is using your hands and feet.
Okay.
Because you're don't fail to do something just because you can't do everything.
Yeah.
And that's something you can do. Just because financially you're not there, but you find you have a heart to help, you can just help and serve and greet people, or however you want to be participating in this event. And there'll be more to come. You know, that's the great thing about this. This is just the start of the beginning of something greater. And we're excited about it. Also, I wanted to reiterate some things that Stan was talking about, relationships. Haven Beat the Streets has a great relationship with Ocean County Board of Social Service, just as well as they do in Monmouth County.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I said you wouldn't have to reinvent the wheel with our organization. You would just basically be implementing the next phase of the big piece that we've been trying to push all along,
right.
You know, housing someone and making a place that, you know, we can work hands-on. We know where they are. Instead of, you know, putting all the money and efforts into motel and hotel placement, we can now utilize that money and put it towards permanency of homes, you know, paying for things that are more practical versus us putting all the money into putting people in motel stays around the drug infestment of the opiates and all that stuff. They'll be in a safe haven. They'll be in a safe environment. They're going to be with us.
Yeah.
And, that's the goal. So I'm hoping that the people that are listening, or even if there's a church organization that's listening and heard what Stan was talking about, that's why we're so vocal about it, because I think it's important, and I think it's something we can do rather quickly. And, we're excited about that. So that's the vision I wanted to give listeners, that Haven isn't just putting people in hotels and motels, that we have a vision that we want to be bigger than what we're doing now.
Amen.
And that's really what the goal is we want to make sure that there is a roof, there is a place, there is a safe place.
Yeah.
And I don't think hotel and motel placement is the safest place, but right now it's the only resource that we have available. You can't see homeless. Sometimes you don't even know someone is homeless, because everybody thinks homeless is dirty and they're going to look a certain way.
Yeah.
And the reality is, homeless people don't look dirty all the time. They're not always dirty people. They're just look like us.
Yeah.
You know, and that's our impression. We have this impression that homeless means dirty. Homeless isn't always drug addict. Homeless isn't always drunk. homeless isn't always in that state, you know, but that's where they wind up once they get there.
Yeah.
Because what do they have left to turn to? They've been rejected by society. They've been rejected by everything. They turn to the next thing that isn't rejecting them.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, you want to help somebody, you know, right now it's hot. We had over 100 degrees.
Yep.
Carry a case of water in your truck. You see somebody, offer them a drink, you know, water, you know, it's the symbol of baptism. It's the most simplest thing we can hand somebody, you know, and it starts a conversation. Hey, you thirsty? You know, what it says, you know, I'm thirsty. You gave him something to drink.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That's what we should be doing.
Yeah. You know, and last week in my sermon, I was talking out of the book of Acts, but I referenced the scripture in Matthew 9:37, and it talks about the harvest, right? And it says, then he said to his disciples, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Right. And there he's talking about souls and that, but you can apply the same to this, that the harvest is ready for help when it comes to the homeless and those that are in need. The problem is the workers are few. And in one of the scriptures, I believe it's in the book of Luke, when you read this scripture, it talks about not only is the harvest ready, but it's ripe and it's white. The harvest is white, which means that there's an urgency to this now. If you're, you know, I said in my sermon last week, if you're a farmer and the wheat turns white, if you don't pick it today, tomorrow it's going to be gone and it's going to be it'll be useless. So what we're asking for is not only your financial support, because we definitely can't do this without your financial support, right. But we also can't do this without your helping hands. Right. And so if you can't give financially, you certainly can hopefully using your hands, your feet, or even your mouth to get the word out, to come down and make some pancakes at the pancake breakfast, or to come out and help serve at the Lakewood Blue Claws event.
Well, no, the serving we need for the breakfast.
The breakfast.
The breakfast is where we need the support for the volunteers. So if you're, like you said, if you're unable, you're not in a position where you can financially donate, come on down next Saturday morning at 7:30. We definitely need people handing out the food and cleaning up afterwards, mm-hmm. and taking the plates away. So, you know, Blue Claws, it's purely, you know, come out and enjoy the game and the fireworks.
The
fireworks. But, yeah, we definitely can use some volunteers next Saturday at the Applebee's.
So now the only thing I didn't get to is how Haven Beats the Street and the Council of Jackson got connected.
Well, I mean, Paul, like I said, I'm very active in the community.
Yeah.
And Paul and I just crossed paths in a number of different events. And I started learning more about the organization.
Okay.
And I said, you know, I said, this is a great organization. And, you know, you heard about Tent City and all the – and let's face it, you know, we're still going through very difficult economic times.
Sure.
In this country. It's just not – situation. I think that's why you see so much upheaval going on in Washington right now,
mm-hmm.
because people are not happy. People are desperate. People are good people, good, honest, hardworking people are finding themselves in situations where they're losing their houses through foreclosure. They're getting thrown out of their apartments because they find themselves without employment, because for whatever reason that they're finding themselves in those situations. And I say, you know what? I feel like when you're in a situation where you're an elected official, you have access to resources that other people might not have access to.
Right.
And I think your responsibility to help to access those resources to help those less fortunate. And I take that very seriously. I work, you know, closely with Paul. I work with Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Ocean County. So these are things you really want to get involved with. And, you know, I take that very seriously.
Yeah.
I've been in the council for 12 years, and I always felt like it was a responsibility that goes along with that, to help out those less fortunate.
Well, thank you so much, Scott, for taking that position and getting involved, getting your hands and your feet, you know, dirty. Stan, is there an Ocean County Clergy Association?
I don't believe so. I think there are several. There may be a Toms River, you know, group, but I don't believe there is a.
There's a Jackson Clergy Association. Yeah. Or that.
There is a
from,
Jackson.
From what I understand, yes. I had a couple of conversations with a few different other pastors, and as far as I know, he said that the Clergy Association disbanded.
Okay.
The only one that's active right now is Sean Highlander's Undivided.
Yeah, Undivided.
It's the only where the pastors and leaderships are getting together at this point.
Mm.
But what I'm hearing is there's talk now that the Clergy Association are trying to regain momentum and get back together again.
Yeah, well, it's interesting you brought up Sean Highland and Undivided, because I know that he had a – I think you were there, present at – they had a large meeting at Grace and Peace
No, I know of it.
A couple months ago, and I think that they were trying to do something like that. Yes, Dan?
And if it comes up, I'd be happy to go speak in front of these organizations. Again, we have a blueprint.
Yeah.
You know, you're not reinventing the wheel here.
Right.
I mean,
we've
been doing this, and it could change, you know, in order to accommodate, you know, the different churches and what they do, et cetera. But I'd be more than happy to come in and speak to them and see if, you
and
know,
give them a helping hand.
And get some questions answered. The other thing you talked about, volunteers, our whole program is based upon volunteers.
Right.
We have great volunteers. I mean, last year when the blizzard, we were open every night. We did not miss a night because of the volunteers.
Right.
They show up. They prepare meals. And we never ask them for money.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, to what Paul said and what Scott said, there's a lot you can do, again, without having to put up money.
Right.
Again, we just have great, great volunteers.
That's great. Excellent.
And I'm excited. Like I said, all it takes is one yes to start something that Stan's pushing to do. And, you know, we'll help facilitate it. You know, Haven Be the Streets will help facilitate the overnight program to get it started. We have experience. We have the willpower. And we sure enough have the passion behind it to help. So,
well, I hope Greg Elias, he's our building manager at Alive Again Alliance Church. I hope he's listening to the show, because I definitely want to talk to him more about pursuing one of these hospitality centers. Alive Again Alliance, like I said, and Assemblies of God on Bay Avenue both have a hospitality center, but it doesn't go to the extent of housing them overnight. And so, like you had said, if we can get seven churches to buy in, I think that there might even be seven churches on Church Road alone,
right?
That we can get to buy in and just rotate one night a week.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can definitely make an impact and a helping hand here.
Sure.
This is not rocket science.
No.
And I don't think that – I think even if we had one night a week would be a start. You know, if someone said yes and said, hey, we're going to do it one night a week,
yeah,
that's a start. That's one night a week that we don't financially have to take that money and put them in a motel.
Mm-hmm.
We can financially help them at that position.
Yeah.
And that gives us a chance to work with them hands on.
Well, and I think
the other thing
is to break through the stigma of homeless. You know,
right.
like I said, we get very comfortable in our environment. We get very comfortable in our building, and we quickly forget that it is simply a resource that God has given us, mm-hmm, to support the world around us.
Right.
And so it's just getting through the stigma of, oh, we're going to have dirty people in, we're going to have drunks in, we're going to have drug addicts in. Well,
right.
You know what? He calls them in. And the majority of them, I'm sure, are not that.
And one of the things that I like that Stan's program does is they drug test everybody. So everybody that comes
alcohol test.
So alcohol test, as far as at least you know that they're not coming in drunk.
Yeah.
You know, and obviously, how many times did you have to call? You said you had to call, what, once?
Last year we had to call the police twice.
Twice.
Once was from a medical issue,
uh-huh,
and once was for somebody acted out.
Okay.
You know, but again, that's out of 120 nights.
Right.
Yeah.
I think Walmart called the police more often than
you did. Right.
Well, I want to start to wrap this up because we have 4 minutes left on the show. Stan, thank you so much for joining us. Stan Rosenthal from the Freehold Clergy Association. Scott Martin, thank you again so much for what you're doing, not only for Jackson, but also for the homeless situation. Stan Martin, a councilman for Jackson Township.
Scott Martin.
I keep calling you Stan.
That's
too many S's.
Stan,
here.
Scott.
Scott Martin from the Jackson Council, and then Paul Hulse from Haven Beats the Street. Thank you, gentlemen, so much for coming in. Listen, if you want to get involved, you go down to Applebee's in Toms River at the intersection of Hooper Avenue and Bay Avenue in the Ocean County Mall parking lot. The Applebee's there. Doors open up at 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. next Saturday, July 22nd. All proceeds go to help Haven Beats the Street. The cost is $15 a person. Again, if you can't give financially, they certainly would love your support by picking up a plate, making some pancakes, doing some of the labor work out there. You can definitely volunteer that way if you can't give financially. You can also get in touch with Scott Martin if you want to become a sponsor. If you can't make the event, you can sponsor with him. You can give him a call at 732-267-0455 or email him at scottmartin567@gmail.com. You're also not going to want to forget the Lakewood Blue Claws event. That's on August 18th. Come on down to the ballpark. It starts at 6:30. I think first pitch is 7:05. It's also firework night. Proceeds for that event also go to help Haven Beats the Street here in Ocean and Atlantic County. Ron, real quick, you got a second.
Okay. Ocean County is a great place to live.
Yes, it is.
It's troubling to know that there's no homeless shelters in Ocean County.
Yep.
And that's almost criminal.
Yeah, it certainly is. So you're going to want to get involved. If you want to give Stan Rosenthal a call, who's from the Freehold Clergy Association doing these hospitality nights, you can give him a call at 908-902-0769. A lot of information here, gentlemen. So what we're going to do at Alive Again Radio is we're going to post all of this on our website. So if you're out there listening and you just didn't catch a number, you didn't catch an email address, you didn't catch a date or a time, you can visit aliveagainradio.org and see all that's going on with Haven Beach the Street, Jackson Council, as well as the Freehold Clergy. Well, listen, if you don't have a place of worship, if you don't have a home that you call your own on Sunday mornings, you can always go to Alive Again Alliance Church at 1060 Church Road. We meet every Sunday at 10 a.m. and again at 7 p.m. Thank you all for listening. We hope the show was edifying, and we hope the show uplifted you. Until we meet again next weekend, may the Lord bless you and keep you. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to Alive Again with Pastor Jay and Pastor Bill, brought to you by the Alive Again Alliance Church. For more information, visit AliveAgainAlliance.com. Be sure to listen every Saturday at 7:30 a.m., only on Beach Radio 1160 and 1310.